된다자 30만 원.
버스 방하에는 프린스 하우스.
아멘. 奉主耶稣圣名 开始我们晚上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin tonight's service.
我们一同唱诗 160首。
Let's sing hymn 160.
请坐。
And please be seated.
接下来我们要一起感谢祷告。
And now we're going to prayer and thanksgiving.
求主耶稣施恩带领我们晚上的聚会。
Let's ask Lord Jesus Christ to give us grace and bless our tonight's service.
同心祷告。Let's
all kneel down and pray.
感谢神晚上跟大家一起聚会，学习圣经的道理。
And thank God tonight I have the opportunity to be having service with all of you and study the words of God.
晚上一起来学习有灵的活人。And
tonight I'd like to study a living being.
神造人的时候。
And when God first created man,
按照他的形象造人,
and he has created man according to his own image.
所以人有神的形象,
and so that's why man portrays the image of God.
这个就是人的尊贵性,
and so this is where the nobleness of man comes from.
就是我们上次呢所学习,
and this is what we had studied last time.
那为什么人 有神的形象,
and why is it that man portrays the image of God?
因为神是灵,
and because God is a spirit.
所以他的形象也就是灵,
and so that's why his image is a spirit.
我们看一下创世纪,
and let's turn to the book of Genesis.
第二章,
and Genesis chapter 2.
神造人呢, 跟其他万物最特别的地方, 就是给我们吹一口气。
And so the most specialized place when God has created man is that he has breathed into us the breath of life.
第七节这里说, 神用地上的尘土造人。
And verse 7 it says, and the Lord God formed man of dust of the ground.
将生气啊, 吹在他的鼻孔里面。
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
他就成了有灵的活人。
And man became a living being.
外面叫亚当,
and his name is Adam.
亚当就是人的意思。
And so Adam means man.
那亚当成为有灵的活人。
And so Adam became a living being.
那这个人就是按照神的形象造。
And so this man was created based on the image of God.
我们看第五章。
And let's turn to chapter 5.
第五章, 第一节,
and chapter 5, verse 1.
好, 第一节说, 亚当的后代记在下面, 当神造人的日子, 是照着自己的样式造人。
And verse 5, verse 1, this is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
并且造男造女啊, 在他们被造的日子呢, 神赐福给他们, 称他们为人。
And verse 2, he created them male and female and blessed them and called them mankind in the day that they were created.
这应该是人的定义。
And so this is the stature of men.
这个是神所定的, 人的义, 这个定义。
And so this is something that's set by God, the stature of men.
什么叫做人?
And what does it mean, what does it mean to be called men?
人包括哪些?
And what is
条件,
man, what are some of the criteria of becoming a man?
所以第一个就是神有人呢要具有神的样式。
And so the first thing is that a man must portray the likeness of God.
而且他是 蒙神赐福的。
And also he is blessed by God.
这样就可以称为人。
And so this is how you become a man.
也就是说这就是一个正常的人。
And so, in other words, that this is a normal man.
那这个人呢，就是神，按他的形象样式所造的。
And so, this man was created based on God's own likeness and image.
那我们前面看到是神吹一口气啊，哦，我们就成为有灵的活人。
And so that we have read before that God has breathe into us a breath of life, and then so that's why we became a living being.
所以人活着是灵活着。
And so when man's alive, then that means the spirit is alive.
因这个身体是尘土造的。
And because the body is the formation of from the dust.
这个只是一个 气机而已。
And so this is actually only an element.
它是好像我们的衣服一样。
And just like our clothing.
这件衣服可以穿几十年。
And you probably are able to wear this clothes for maybe a decade.
到最后还是会旧了。
And at the end, it's going to become old.
然后会丢掉。And
you might want to throw it out.
真人是存在的。
And, but men have existed.
衣服可以丢掉。
And you could throw away the clothes.
人还是存在。
But the man has still exist.
那这个人呢,就是有灵的活人。
And so this man is a living being.
这个人就是 神按照自己的样式造的，而且是赐福给他们。
And so that God has created this man based on his own likeness, and he has blessed him.
所以说人呢，一定是要有灵。
And so man must have a spirit.
才是活着。
And in order to be considered alive.
才算是活人。
In order to be considered a living being.
那这个人呢，后来死掉。
And so the man later on dies.
这个有灵的活人呢？ 后来死掉。
And so this living being later on dies.
创世纪第三章那个地方。
And so Genesis chapter 3.
先看这个第二章啊。第二章我们再看这个神对亚当所说的话。
And let's actually turn to chapter 2, what God has spoken to Adam.
这个神对他说你，这个我们看。
And we will read from verse 16.
神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别山落树上的果子你不能不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。这里讲到神特别吩咐亚当。
And so here God has commanded Adam.
这个是生死的问题啊。
And this is regarding the question of life and death.
园中各样的树上的果子可以随意的吃。
And of every tree of garden you may freely eat.
只是这个分别善恶树上的果子呢，不可吃。
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat.
因为吃的日子必定死。
But for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die.
吃的日子必定死。
And so the day that you will eat it you will surely die.
如果吃了这个果子，那天就死了。
And so on the day that you will eat this fruit, that you will definitely die.
那到第三章呢，亚当夏娃吃了。
And so also in chapter 3, Adam and Eve have ate the fruit.
受到蛇的诱惑啊，就吃了这个善恶树上的果子。
And because they were being tempted by the serpent, and later on ate the fruits.
而且按照神的这个命定啊，吃的就是必定死。
And so according to the commandments, that the day that they should eat, they will surely die.
第三章那里说亚当夏娃吃了这个果子。
And so chapter 3 says Adam and Eve ate this fruit.
就死了。
And so later on died.
那这个死了到底是什么样情况？
And so what does it mean that to be died?
他的身体还是活着的。
And so the body is still alive.
但是呢，他灵跟神隔绝了。
And but the spirit has been separated from God.
这个就了解说。 死，这个神说你吃的日子必定死，那个死是什么样，什么意思？
And so what does it mean that the day you shall eat of it, you shall surely die? And what does that mean?
吃了以后我们看这个第十节啊。
And let's read verse 10.
三章十节。
And chapter 3, verse 10.
他说：“我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体啊，便藏了。神来伊甸园要找亚当夏娃。
And so God came to the garden and wanted to find Adam and Eve.
还没有吃这个善恶果之前呢，听到神的声音呢，就很高兴。
And before eating the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, they were happy always to hear the voice of God.
跟神之间呢是很亲密的。
And so they have this very closeness with God.
是活着的。
And because they are living.
而且呢吃了以后死了。
And after they have ate the fruit, now they die.
死人不能见神。
And so as a dead being, you cannot see
活人可以见神。
A living being are able to see God.
这个是死人跟活人的一个差别。
And so this is the distinction between a living and a dead.
所以人死了之后就不敢见神。
And so after man has died, they dare not to see God.
也不能见神。
And they cannot see God.
所以旧约时代的人都知道，一见人见神会死掉。
And so in the Old Testamental times, that we know that when man sees God, they would surely die.
所以旧约时代的人很怕见神。
And because the people in the Old Testamental times, that they are afraid to see God.
因为他们在罪中。
And because they are in sin.
所以犯罪了之后啊，人就死了。
And so after committing sin, then man has died.
就不能见神了。
And they cannot see God anymore.
这个就是死人了。
And so this is considered a dead being.
所以从亚当夏娃犯罪之后，人就死在过犯罪恶之中。
And so after Adam and Eve have sinned against God, then man has died in transgressions.
虽然肉体是活着的。
And although you are alive physically,
但是灵已经跟神呢隔绝了，变成这个死了。
And but in spirit you have been separated from God, and therefore you are separated.
我们看罗马书第五章。
And let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
And Romans chapter 5.
罗马书五章的，看一下。罗马书五章，这里我们看第十四节。
And Romans chapter 5 verse 14.
十四节说：“然而从亚当到摩西死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。”这里说：“从亚当到摩西。”
And here it says that from Adam to Moses.
死作王，人都在死的权下。
And so death has reigned during that time because everybody is under death.
那这个死借着罪作王。
And so king according to the transgression.
也是说，这个摩西代表律法旧约啊。
And so that means that Moses represents the Old Testamental law.
从亚当犯罪到旧约时期这所有的人呢都在死的权下。
And so from ever since when Adam have sinned and all the mankind after him lives under the reign of death.
所以众人都死了所以十五节说。
And so, verse 15, all people have died.
这里说只是过患不如恩赐，因为一个人的过患，众人都死了。
And but the free gift is not like the offense, for if by one man's offense many died.
所以在第三章那里说，众人都犯了罪。
And so that's why chapter 3 it says that all people have sinned.
说在亚当里头，众人都死了。
And so within Adam, all have died.
这个就是没有灵已经死了的人。
And so this means that this is somebody that the spirit has died.
就不叫做活人了。
And so they're not called a living being anymore.
事实上就没有活人了。
And so that's why in this world there are no living beings.
但是神爱世人。
But God loves mankind.
他要让我们再活过来。
And he wanted us to resurrect again.
死人要复活。
And so that's why the dead will resurrect.
因为神如果没有活人的话，神是没有意思的。
And so because the fact that if there's no living being, there's it's no reason of being God.
神就没有儿子。
And because there are no sons for God.
我知道亚当是神的儿子。
And we know that Adam is the son of God.
儿子死了，神就没有儿子。
And so after the son has died, and God no longer has a son anymore.
所以神要救他的儿子从死里复活。
And so God wanted to save the son and to be resurrected from being dead.
那这个工程呢, 要借着耶稣基督来完成。
And so this a task will be completed through Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督成为人的样式来, 他一定要经过死, 就替我们的罪,担当我们的罪而死。
And so that's why Lord Jesus Christ became man and then portray our image, and he has to sustain our sin and die for us.
然后再借着神的全能啊, 从死里面复活。
And then through the almightiness of God, then he will resurrect himself.
要从死里的复活, 一定要得胜这个罪死的权柄。
And so in order to resurrect from being dead, he has to have jurisdiction over the reign of sin.
那我们就可以恢复啊, 有灵的活人, 就是神的儿子。
And so that's why we could become a living being, which is the Son of God.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章这里。 先看第一节啊。
And let's read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
这里说，你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
And it says that, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sin.
他便叫你们活过来。
And he made you alive.
我们以前都死在过犯罪恶之中。
And so all of us have died in our sins and transgressions.
就死在亚当里头的。
And so these are the people that die within Adam.
所以我们灵是死的。
And so our spirit is dead.
不能见神, 与神隔绝的。
And we cannot see God. That's why we are separated from God.
那么主耶稣来啊, 叫我们活过来。
And so Lord Jesus Christ has came and made us alive.
所以在第五节这样说。
And so verse 5 it says,
说当我们死在过犯中的时候啊, 他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And even when we dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ.
今天我们要, 又恢复有灵的活人。
And so that today we have to return back to being a living being.
就是要与基督一同活过来。
And so that we have to made alive through with Christ.
所以主耶稣来, 主耶稣这个救恩,他的恩典就是要使我们, 复活。
So that's why Jesus Christ came, and his grace is for us to be alive again.
所以保罗才说到说我们今天呢相信耶稣基督啊，那接受这个重生的喜。
And so that's why Paul has said that once we accepted Christ today, that we have accepted the baptism of rebirth.
就是要让我们与基督联合。
And so that's why we can be reunited with Christ again.
要与基督联合，就是在他死的形状上联合，然后在他复活的形状上联合。
And so in order to be connected with Christ, that means we have to be connected in the likeness of Jesus Christ at his death and his resurrection.
这个就是十字架救恩的奥秘。
And so this is the mystery pertaining to the salvation of Christ.
那这件事情就借着洗礼啊来成就的。
And so this thing will be fulfilled through baptism.
所以信而受洗必然得救，信而受洗啊就能复活了。
And so once you believe and be baptized, you will be resurrected.
就恢复了像亚当起初被造一样，是有灵的活人，神的儿子了。
So you would be brought back to the time that Adam was created by God, a living being.
所以今天呢，我们是有灵的活人。
And so today we are a living being.
那一般还没有复活的人。
And but all the other people that has not resurrected yet,
还在最终的,
and they are still in sin,
称为死人,
and they are called the dead ones.
我们看路加福音二十章。
And let's turn to Luke chapter 21.
路加福音二十章。
And Luke chapter 20.
二十章。
Luke chapter 20.
这里有一次主耶稣啊，回答那些撒都该人的这个问题。
And so here Jesus was answering the question posed by the Sadducees.
他们问主耶稣说，一个人呢，结婚了，但是哥哥死了以后，弟弟按照律法要去扫扫，然后又死了，人是有几个兄弟都娶过他，都死了，然后以后复活的时候，他是谁的妻子？
And so the question posed was that a man's his brother dies having a wife, and he dies without children. So his brother shall take the wife and raise up offspring for his brothers. And so nevertheless, many brothers have married the same woman. And so what is the problem here?
I'll look at 34.
And verse 34.
耶稣说啊，这个世界上的人呢，有娶有嫁啊，这个是肉体的事情。
And so Jesus answered and said to them, "The sons of this age marry and are giving up in marriage."
哦，肉体结束就结束了啊。
And so once the you finish physically, then everything ends.
这种关系就结束了。
And so all relationship will cease.
那三十五节说，唯有算为配得那世界的。从死里复活的人也不娶也不嫁。
And so verse 35, but those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are giving in marriage.
因为他们不能再死和天使一样。
Nor can they die anymore for they are equals to the angels.
这是已经复活的人呢就称为神的儿子。
And they are the sons of God being sons of the resurrection.
所以这个复活的这个第五节灵复活的人就不再死了。
And so after the spirit has resurrected, then you're no longer a dead person anymore.
身体是会死的，拉撒路从死里复活，他还会再死。
And because the body will die, just like Lazarus,when he had resurrected from being dead, he will die again.
但是我们在基督里面，我们灵复活了，这个是永远永生的，是不会再死的。
But in Christ, if we resurrected in spirit, this is eternal, and you shall not die again.
因为他是神的儿子。
And because you are called the Son of God.
这个有灵的活人就是神的儿子。
And so this living being is the Son of God.
是蒙神赐福的。
And so this is the person that's being blessed by God.
三十七节说。
And verse 37, it says,
就至于死人复活啊，摩西在荆棘篇上啊，称主是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，就只是很明白了。
But even Moses showed in the burning bush passage that the dead are raised when he called the Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
摩西在他的五经里头说，神称主啊，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
And so Moses have called God that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
那这是什么意思？
And what does it mean?
主耶稣的解释。
And so the explanation of Jesus.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
说神呢，原不是死人的神。
And for he is not the God of the dead.
乃是活人的神。
But of the living.
神的儿子是活的。
And so the Son of God is alive.
神按照他的形象所造的人。
And so according to his likeness, he has created man.
是活的，而且是永远活的。
And so this, this is alive and alive eternally.
所以神是活人的神。人原来就是不是死人的神。
And so God is the God of the living, not the dead.
乃是活人的神。
And because he's the God of the living.
因为在他那里啊，人都是活的。
And because over there that everyone is alive.
今天我们恢复这个有灵的活人。
And so today we go back to being a spirit, a life being.
我们跟神之间呢是没有隔绝的。
And so we are not separated with God.
是永远联合在一起的。
And we are connected forever.
所以是有神的灵。
And so that's why we have the Spirit of God.
这个灵是神给我们的灵。
And so this Spirit is given to us by God.
神儿子的灵。
And this is the Spirit of the Son of God.
这个就是永远的活人了。
And so this is the eternal living being.
他不再死了哦。
And he will not die again.
就是说说他不能再死了啊。
And because of the fact that he will not die anymore.
现在我们看约翰福音第五章。
And let's turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
And John chapter 5.
第二福音第五章，主耶稣也提到。
And John chapter 5, it says here by Jesus.
我们看约翰福音第五章。
And let's turn to John chapter 5.
二十八节。
And verse 28.
从二十五节，先看二十五节。
And actually, let's read from verse 25.
说我实实在在地告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。好，这里主耶稣这样实实在在告诉我们。
And so here, Jesus have told us.
说时候将到，现在就是了。
And it says, most assuredly, I said to you, the hour is coming, and now it is.
旧约时代啊，这个时候还没有到，大家都死在最终。
And so during the Old Testament time, the time is not here yet, so everybody die in their transgressions.
那么这些死人呢，现在时候到了。
And so to the dead ones, the hour is coming.
这些死人要听见神儿子的声音。
And when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God,
听见的人就活了。
And those who hear will live.
这个主耶稣的听到主耶稣的声音。
And so hearing the voice of Jesus.
主耶稣来啊，将神的道就是福音呢传给我们。
And so Jesus came and he has preached us the word of God.
今天我们怎么从死里复活？
And so how can we resurrect from being dead?
主耶稣对门徒说，你们要去普天下传福音给万民听。
And Jesus has said to the disciple that you will preach throughout the nations.
听了，相信了，接受洗礼了，就活了。
And after you hear and listened and believed and you will be alive.
得救就是活了。
And to be saved is to be alive.
脱离死了。
And you're pulling apart from being dead.
就活了。
And so you are alive.
所以说，听见神儿子的声音就活了。
And so after hearing the voice of the Son of God, you will become alive.
所以，主耶稣来就是要让我们再活过来。
And so Jesus Christ came in order for us to be alive again.
要听他的声音。
And to hear his voice.
主耶稣有一次这样说。
And so Jesus one time has said this.
说让死人去埋葬他的死人。
And you will let the dead bury the dead.
我们看马太福音第八章。
And let's turn to Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音第八章。
Matthew chapter 8.
从二十一节看
，and we will read from verse 21.
这里有一个门徒啊，对主耶稣说：“主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
”And then another one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father."
那耶稣说：“任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
”And but Jesus said to him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their own dead."
好，你跟从我吧。
And so follow me.
好吧。这里说到两个死人。
And so here it talks about two dead persons.
第一个死人就是肉体还活着的。
And so the first dead one is the one that's still alive physically.
第二个死人是灵死但是肉体也死了。
And so the second dead one is, has died spiritually and physically.
所以这里主耶稣说，任凭死人 埋葬他们的死人。
And so Jesus said to them that let the dead bury their own dead.
这样我们就会了解这个活人跟死人什么差别啊。
And so that's why we will understand what is the difference between dead and being alive.
所以我们认识这个生死的问题。
So once we understand the questions of life and death,
我们才会更清楚地认识我们今天呢到底是什么样的人。
And then we will understand what kind of person we really are today.
感谢神，我们是有灵的活人。
And thank God that we are a living being.
神的儿子。
We are the son of God.
神是活人的神。
And God is the God of the living ones.
不是死人的神。
And not the dead ones.
为什么？
And why?
死人不能见神。
And because the dead ones cannot see God.
所以活人是活在神面前的人。
And so the living ones are the ones that's living in front of God.
谁才能活在神的面前？
And who can live really in front of God?
唯有相信耶稣基督受洗重生的人。
And only the ones that believe in Jesus Christ and be baptized and be reborn.
我们看马这个罗马书第六章。
And let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
And Romans chapter 6.
罗马书六章从第三节看。
And Romans chapter 6 verse 3.
第三节说，岂不知我们这个受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
And or do you not know that many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death?
所以借着洗礼啊，归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像父借着像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
And so therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life.
所以保罗称这个洗礼叫重生的洗。
And so Paul has called this baptism, the baptism of rebirth.
也就是叫我们从死里复活。
And so that we could be reborn through baptism.
让我们这个人，这个属灵这个人呢，死在最终这个人，又复活过来。
And so that the person we have died in the sin, will once again become alive.
像基督从死里复活一样。
And just like Christ have resurrected from being dead.
一举一动有新生的样式。
And so that.We have all likeness, just like Christ.
这个就是活人，有灵的活人。
And so this is a living being with a spirit.
活人就有活人的样式表现出来。
And so when you're alive, then you have to portray the likeness of being somebody being alive.
跟死人的那种形状不一样的。
And so you're different from being the dead ones.
因为人死在最终啊，就是罪作王。人在罪的权下。
And death has reigned over men.
他是受罪捆绑的人。
And so the men are being bounded by sin.
今天我们已经重生，我们得了自由，我们是一个活的人，自由的人。
And so once we are reborn, we are free. We are considered a living being.
好，那第五节说。
And verse 5 says,
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
这就讲到洗礼的奥秘。
And so this is the mystery of baptism.
我们洗礼就是在他死的形状，归入死，就在死的形状上与他联合。
And so once we baptize, we are.Being baptized in the likeness of his death.
那就会在他复活的形状上，这个是福音的奥秘。
And so that we shall also be the likeness of his resurrection. This is the mystery of our gospel.
像以弗所书那边说，我们就活过来了。
And just like the book of Ephesians, it says that we will be
与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
We will be alive, and then we will resurrect together with Christ sitting in heaven.
然后下面他的解释就是这个旧人跟主耶稣同钉十字架， 同埋葬，所以这个罪身就灭绝了，就不再做罪的奴仆的意思了。
And so knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
这是用一个罪人呢来做比喻，因为已经死的人就脱离罪了。
And so this is using a sinner as a parable, that once you died and you have pulled away from sin.
那第八节说，我们若与基督同死呢，就信必与他同活。
And so verse 8 it says, now if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also be alive with him.
这个是我们信心的果效。
And so this is the effects of our faith.
我们今天相信我们是有灵的活人。
And so we deeply believe that we are a living being with the Spirit.
跟基督同死同复活的。
And we have died with Christ and we will resurrect with Christ.
那第九节说，因为我们知道基督既然从死里复活，就不再死了。
And verse 9 says that knowing Christ having been raised from the dead dies no more.
那死也不能再做他的主了。
And so death no longer has dominion over him.
所以主耶稣说啊，这个复活的人不会再死的。
And so Jesus Christ have said that those that become alive would not die anymore.
那第十节就说明了。
And so verse 10 shows some more clarification.
说基督死是像罪死了，只有一次。他活着是向神活着，永远的。
And for the death of that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God.
那像这样子呢，我们呢，像罪也当看自己是死的。
And so that we will reckon ourselves to be dead indeed to sin.
那像神在基督耶稣里面当看自己是活的。
But alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以我们今天是一个有灵的活人。
And so that's why we are a spirit, living being.
活人是活在神的面前。
And so as a living being, we're living in front of God.
像神活着。
And just like God is alive.
那因为首先一定要像罪死，才可能像神活着。
But in the beginning, we must died with God.Sin and then in order to be alive again.
那一般世人呢？因为他们像罪活了，像罪活着，所以没有像神是死了。
And so, because the ordinary person in the world that they are alive with sin, so to God they are they have died.
亚当犯罪，亚当夏娃犯罪，像神死呀。
And so Adam and Eve committed sin, and they have died in the eyes of God.
活在罪的权下。
And they are living under the reign of sin.
这个叫做死人。
And so this is called the dead ones.
那现在复活以后就刚相反。
And so after resurrection, everything will be different.
受洗呢，像罪死。
And after your baptism, then you will die with the sin.
那复活了，像神活着。
And you were resurrected to be with God.
这个叫有灵的活人。
And so this is a living being, with spirit.
既然是一个有灵的活人。
And so if you're a living being with a spirit,
那我们该怎么样活着？
And we will see how should we live.
所以要像罪要自己要看，像罪要看自己是死的，像神要在耶稣基督里面要看自己是活的。
And so likewise, we see ourselves to be dead.But alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
所以十二节这个是一个很重要的。
And so verse 12 is very important.
所以不要不容罪在你们必死的身上作王了。
And so therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body.
而是你们顺从身子的私欲。
And that you shall obey it in its lust.
那也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具。
And do not present your members as instruments of the unrighteousness to sin.
倒要像从死里复活的人呢，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And but present yourselves to God as being alive from dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God.
这样就能显出神的这个形象，神的样式。
And so that this way you could portray in the likeness of God or the image of God.
就能荣耀神了。
And so you could bring glory to God.
我们人的尊贵性就是这样显明出来。
And so this is the nobleness nature of human.
所以这个耶稣基督拯救我们死里复活就是要这个目的。
And so that's why through Jesus Christ we are being saved and from being dead to resurrection, and this is its meaning.
像主耶稣基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
And just like Lord Jesus Christ, through the glory of the Father, he was able to resurrect from being dead.
圣经说这些人呢, 都是神按照自己的荣耀所创造。
And so the Bible says that these men are created in the likeness of its own glory.
所以在这个幕后啊, 神在耶稣基督里面, 啊, 给我们造成了一个新人, 啊, 这个有圣灵的活人。
And so later on, then God has reconstructed us to become a living being with Holy Spirit.
啊, 我们成为有灵的活人, 能够 显出神的样式, 荣耀神。
And so we are a living being with the Spirit, and then we can reveal the glories of God.
啊, 所以保罗他说, 我现在活着, 不再是我的。
And so Paul has said that I am no longer alive as I.
因为我已经死了, 跟基督一同钉十字架。
And because I have died and I have been crucified with Christ.
啊, 这个旧人, 啊, 像罪死了。
And so the old self have died with sin.
啊, 在亚当里这个罪人死掉。
And so Adam has died with the sin.
现在在基督里面向神活着。
And so now in Christ, then he is alive.
所以说是基督在我里面活着。
And so that's why, Christ is living inside of me, alive.
基督就是神的像。
And so Christ is the image of God.
哦, 神荣耀所发出来的光辉。
And so this is the glorious light that shines from the glory of God's presence.
所以主耶稣说要我们做世上的盐，世上的光。
And so that's why Jesus wanted us to be the salt in the world
and
the light in the world.
复活了, 成为有灵的活人。
And because we have resurrected and become a living being with spirit.
哎, 我们是神的儿子。
And so we are the Son of God.
就是今天呢, 我们所得到的恩典福气,
and so that's why we're receiving the grace and blessings today.
好, 我看到世人很可怜。
And so you see the worldly people, they're very pitiful.
他们还是死的权下。
And they're still under the reign of death.
在神看, 在神面前, 他们还是死人。
And so according to God, that they still consider being dead.
他们需要耶稣基督的救恩。
And they need the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
让他们从死里复活。
And so that they can be resurrected from being dead.
跟我们一样。
Just like us.
所以保罗在以弗所书第二章说, 我们这些与基督一同复活坐在天上的人，就是要将神的这种恩慈呢显明给世人看。
And so that's why Paul in Ephesians chapter 2 says that we are the ones that had resurrected and are alive with Christ in heaven in order to shine his glory and reveal to the people.
神愿意万人得救，明白正道。
And God is willing to have all people and all nations to be saved and understanding the truth.
今天我们要将这个从死里复活，像一个从真的从死里复活的人。 将自己献给神, 将肢体做义的器具献给神。
And so we should really treat ourselves being alive from being dead and offer our body to Christ and as an instrument of vessel.
来成全神的美意。
And as the instrument of righteousness to fulfill the wonderful will of God.
我赞美我们就学习到这里。
And so we will conclude here.
我们一起来唱诗。
And so let's sing hymn.
358首
358 And please be seated.
啊, 接下来我们要一起感谢祷告。
And now we're gonna prayer and thanksgiving.
主耶稣基督赐给我们
And
Lord
Jesus Christ has given us the precious promise.
借着他拯救我们,
and through him that we are saved.
说圣灵释放我们脱离罪和死的律,
and so Holy Spirit have relieved us from the dominion of death and sin.
让我们这些啊, 啊, 顺服圣灵, 不再顺从肉体的人啊, 可以成全神的意。
And so that's why the people that could be obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit and not to the sinful nature could fulfill God's righteousness.
所以今天我们活着是靠圣灵而活。
And so today we are alive because of Holy Spirit.
保罗在加拉太书第五章来说，我们靠圣灵得生。
And so Paul has said in Galatians chapter 5 that we are being reborn through Holy Spirit.
所以他说，圣灵是赐生命给我们的圣灵。
And he says that Holy Spirit is the one that gives us life.
在洗礼的时候释放我们。
And during baptism, we are being freed.
然后有是借着保惠师呢来住在我们的里面。
And through the counselor dwelling inside of us.
让我们成为一个有灵的活人。
And so that we could become a living being with the Spirit.
永远都是神的儿子。
And so forever we shall be the Son of God.
就不会再死。
And so we will not be dead anymore.
永远活在神的面前。
And forever we will be living in front of God.
感谢神。
And thank God.
现在我们一起感谢祷告。
And so let's all prayer and thanksgiving.